Okay, all right, folks. Welcome to our podcast again, hosted by PathQuest. What do we got today? Yeah, today we're going to talk about, you know, from paper to pay, where we'll discuss on navigating the invoice automation backdrop. In this illuminating episode, we dive into the transformative world of invoice automation, where efficiency meets innovation. And for that, we have a very special guest joining us, Joey Medansky, who is a seasoned expert in finance and technology with many years of experience in streamlining processes and maximizing efficiency. Welcome, Joey. It's a great pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Amit, once again. And it's probably my favorite show to be on, specifically this episode, because I've been working with invoice automation for the past 7 years. So can't wait to kind of go through things and tell everybody what we can do.
Yeah. Now, before we start discussing on this, let's also hear it from everybody. Where is everyone from? What country, what city, what brought you to this episode, to this podcast? And if there is anything specific that you want us to talk about, to cover about any topic, let us know in the comments at the end of the podcast. As such, we'll open up for Q&A. You can raise then or otherwise while we are doing the podcast. All right, so together we'll unravel the complexities, explore the latest trends, and uncover the untapped potential of automated invoices. So get ready to revolutionize your approach to AP operations. And well, AP, or you know, invoice automation, is a subject gaining significant traction across industries. Joey, could you start by giving our folks a brief overview of what invoice automation entails?
Absolutely. Yeah. So invoice automation is all about transforming manual paper-based invoices, processes into streamlined digital workflow. Really involves leveraging technology such as AI, machine learning, robotic, process automation to handle tasks like invoice capture, validation, approvals, and payments too. So essentially, it's all about, reducing manual intervention, minimizing errors, and then accelerating the entire invoice lifecycle.
Yeah, now that sounds incredibly powerful. And how are businesses, any business, benefiting from adopting invoice automation?
Yeah, the benefits are manifold. First and foremost, it drastically reduces processing time. What used to take weeks now can be done in a matter of days, if not hours. So this not only speeds up the payment cycle, but it also improves cash flow management. Additionally, invoice automation, really enhances accuracy by minimizing any kind of human errors I mentioned earlier, and ensures compliance with regulatory requirements. So it also provides greater visibility and control over the entire invoice process, really enabling businesses to make more informed decisions at the end of the day.
Right. And it's really fascinating how technology is transforming traditionally labor-intensive tasks into efficient automated processes. Mm-hmm. Now, Joey, could you share some insights into the current landscape of invoice automation? What trends are shaping the industry?
Yeah, one of the key trends we're seeing is the integration of AI and machine learning algorithms to further enhance automation capabilities. So, these technologies really enable systems to learn from historical data and make intelligent predictions, really thereby continuously improving accuracy and efficiency. So another trend I would like to just point out is the rise of cloud-based solutions, which offer scalability, flexibility, and accessibility from anywhere, anytime. And, additionally, there's a growing emphasis on collaboration and connectivity. So with many organizations integrating their invoice automation platforms with others, systems such as ERP and CRM for seamless data exchange.
Right. And did automation transform accounts payable through invoice scanning, electronic invoicing, and AI integration, enhancing efficiency in the 21st century?
Yeah, so today we find ourselves in the era of fully automated accounts payable. You know, we're here thanks to advanced software platforms like PathQuest AP. Businesses can now streamline their entire AP process from start to finish. Invoices are received electronically, automatically matched with purchase orders if there are any, and then routed for approval without any human intervention. But the benefits of automation extend, I would say far beyond just efficiency. Businesses are now able to gain real-time insights into their financial data. They can identify trends, and they can make more informed decisions at the end of the day. So, with the ability to set up automated reminders, notifications, late payments become a thing of the past, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And can you talk about any specific challenges or pain points that companies often face when attempting to manage their accounts payable effectively?
Sure. So manually managing accounts payable posed, numerous challenges, over the years, including human error, inefficiencies, high processing costs, right? And according to, I think it was Ardent Partners, 55% of organizations cited manual processing as their top AP challenge. So automation solutions, streamline workflows, reducing processing costs by 80% and errors by 73%. So really, by automating AP, businesses enhance accuracy, speed, and compliance while freeing up valuable resources for things like strategic tasks.
Wow, slashing errors by 70%, that's huge.
Yeah.
You've got any specific examples of how automation has streamlined the AP process, resulting in cost savings and increased efficiency?
Yes, I do, certainly. And I brought some numbers for that too. So automation in accounts payable has slashed processing times by up to 80%. That's kind of the rule of thumb there. And then reducing invoicing processing costs by 29%. Now, automated systems detect errors with 99% accuracy. So, mitigating any risks that there may be, companies adopted automation witness, I think I said around a 68% increase in invoice approval speed, leading to significant cost savings and, at the end of the day, improved operational efficiencies.
Wow, that is some great statistics you just shared.
Yeah.
And how has the role of AP professionals evolved with the adoption of automated systems? And what new skill sets are becoming increasingly important in this field?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as automation transforms AP, professionals are shifting focus from manual data entry to analytical and strategic roles, right? So according to Deloitte, 56% of finance leaders emphasize analytical skills, while 40% prioritize problem-solving abilities. So, adaptability, technology, data interpretation, process optimization, those are now vital skills in the ever-evolving landscape of AP. So,
wow. And what are some key indicators that suggest an organization is ready to transition from manual to automated accounts payable process?
So when the number of invoices processed per month exceeds, I'd say 500, and error rates surpass 5%, it's a sign that manual AP processes are becoming inefficient. Additionally, if AP staff spends over maybe 60% of their time on data entry rather than analysis, I'd say automation is overdue. Transitioning can lead to, I'd say, a 90% reduction in processing costs and an 80% decrease in errors. So super important.
Wow, that's huge. Mm-hmm. And in what ways does automation enhance accuracy and compliance in accounts payable compared to the manual methods?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, automation and accounts payable boosts accuracy, as I mentioned, compliance by eliminating human errors, ensuring, you know, adherence to the regulations. And, you know, those, the automated systems essentially validate the data. They cross-reference invoices. They apply predetermined rules consistently. And this reduces the likelihood of mistakes such as duplicate payments or non-compliant transactions. You know, moreover, automation provides an audit trail, facilitating transparency and really, again, at the end of the day, simplifying compliance verification processes.
Right. Well, what are the main considerations companies should keep in mind when selecting and implementing an APE automation solution?
Yeah. So, you know, I've been in the space for a long time here, and I would say organizations should prioritize scalability as well as integration capabilities. And then, of course, like any system, the ease of use when you're looking through all these AP automation options. So implementing a system that seamlessly integrates with existing software infrastructure while offering room for growth ensures long-term efficiency, right? So additionally, user-friendly, like as I mentioned, interfaces and robust support systems, this can help expedite adoption and maximize the benefits of automation, really streamlining financial processes effectively is what companies are looking for. Should be looking for.
Right, absolutely. Now, as an owner, or at the top position in the company, what metrics or KPIs I should be, looking at to track to measure the efficiency and effectiveness of the AP processes, and how can these insights drive continuous improvement efforts?
Yeah, in my opinion, companies should track metrics like invoice processing time, accuracy of payments, early payment discounts captured, and then vendor satisfaction ratings. All those things, insights can drive continuous improvement by identifying any bottlenecks, improving cash flow management, optimizing vendor relationships, and implementing automation solutions to streamline processes further. So, that'll ensure cost savings, enhances productivity, and fosters better financial health for the organization at the end of the day.
Right. Now, Joy, it's clear that invoice automation is not just a buzzword, but a transformative force in today's business landscape. Before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts or any good advice? Of course, you've given a lot of good advices, but any final advice for businesses looking to embark on their invoice automation journey?
I do. Yeah. So my advice would be to approach this strategically. So start by assessing your current processes and identifying pain points and inefficiencies. Then you can set clear objectives, prioritize areas for improvement. But it's also crucial to involve key stakeholders from finance, IT, and even the operations, early on to ensure buy-in and collaboration. Finally, choose a solution provider that not only meets your technical requirements, but also understands your business needs and provide ongoing support and innovation. I think that's probably the most important thing.
Yeah, wise words, indeed. Thank you so much, Joey, for your valuable insights, your time. And with that, we've reached the end of this episode. And that said, we open for questions. So if anybody's got any comments, any questions, please mention those in the comments, and Joey or I would try to answer any of those.